98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. That was a new single from Ian Flanagan, Devil in My Hands. We are joined live in the studio right now by our friend Ian Flanagan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
It's great to see you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me in.
It's been a little while since you've been here, and well, we've been following your career here at 98.1 KZE. You and I met many, many moons ago in Saugerties, and at the time, I was amazed at your guitar prowess. You played stuff that blew my mind. I mean, really, you were just like, you played stuff that was so intricate, fast, and moving, and both Eric and myself would see you play, and a lot of times you would play before we played at like Main Street restaurant in Saugerties, and you know, like we'd just be like, oh, we gotta follow that guy now. Like, ah, oh, okay. And then we'd play and you'd hang out and you'd, you know, enjoy our set, and halfway through we'd take a break. And you'd come up and we'd hang out.
Yeah.
And I remember really clearly one night you said, you know, I don't want to do what I do anymore. I want to do what you do. I want to play songs. I want to play songs that I write. I want to play songs that will relate to people in a way that you and Eric do, or Mr. Roper does. And I don't know, I got to refigure out what I'm doing. And we're both like scratching our heads like, really? Because, dude, you got something going on there. And, you know, I guess as time went on, you stayed true to your word.
Well, man.
You became an incredible songwriter. And, well, your guitar playing, of course, accompanies that. Congratulations on everything you're doing.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, it's great to see you. I think we were talking. We were like somewhere between like 5 and 8 years when we were last hanging out. But yeah, I remember those days at Main Street catching your set, and we had a lot of great conversations back in the day.
We did, and there were times when you were a feared member of the community because you know, extracurricular activity besides playing and doing constructive things, you had a little reputation of being a hellraiser.
You know, I definitely had some days in my past. For anybody listening, I definitely have about 7 years sober these days. But yeah, you know, I always had a little bit of a wild side, and I'm glad to have kind of lived through that.
Yeah, no regrets. Just it happened, and then you moved on. And it seems to me, from knowing you for all these years, that not only have you matured as an individual and gone through many different life changes, but your music has grown with you. And you used to play really good songs, and now you play amazing tunes that are well-crafted and thoughtful. Who has helped you in your career so far?
Well, you know, kind of like sobriety, life, songs, music, it's all been tied together for me since I was, you know, born and raised around here. And I'm just a student. So like in life, figuring that out, in music, figuring that out. And I think a lot of it is kind of pushing to the extremes one way or another and finding where that line is, and then on both sides of it. And so with music, you know, I've really sacrificed a lot in my life to be able to learn as much as I can. You know, I don't have any kind of like education or anything like that. Like, this is what I'm going to do to the day I die. And so with that, you get to take a little bit more risk, and there's no safety net. So I'll kind of push my life into different places so I can learn and become the best I can. And
well, that's good, because
still not there.
But if you just stay in one spot and think like, I'm satisfied doing this, it's stagnant, but it's fine, then you don't grow. You don't experience different things.
It's the adventure, you know, and I'm really grateful for music, because at one point it kind of brought me to my lowest part in life, and at the same time it brought me back and up to the highest part that I never imagined.
Well, it wasn't the music that brought you there, but it was your life that was experiencing down times, and the music was there to carry you down.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, actually.
But in the same breath, music is uplifting. Music is something that we all can connect to, no matter what the language is. It's universal. So it's great that you've made this your life and you've poured yourself into your work. So you're sitting here in front of me with an acoustic guitar.
Oh, yeah.
You got any songs in it?
You know what? Let me sing you one. It's a little early, so I'll keep it a little chill. I appreciate all the guitar compliments. Right on. I'm just going to sing a... This is a single off my latest record. It's called Strong. Used to be a double whiskey in a glass. Used to be a 350 gunning fast. Used to be the will of a young man all alone against the world. Used to be a whole lot of things up until the day I met you, girl. And now I know. Strong is a woman who could love me like you do. Put up with the things I put you through. Let me be the man I wanna be. Stubborn, foolish, wild and free. After all the crazy things I've done. After every chance you had to run. Still right by my side when I'm wrong. Cause of you, baby, and now I know. Strong. When I see your smile, I can't believe I never wore my heart out on my sleeve. I used to think I was supposed to hide all the love I got behind the wall. Didn't know a damn thing at all. Strong is a woman who can love me like you do. Put up with the things I put you through. Let me be the man I wanna be. Stubborn, foolish, wild and free. After all the crazy things I've done. After every chance you had to run. Still right by my side when I'm wrong. Cause of you, baby, and now I know. Strong. Now I know strong. Now I know, now I know. Cause of you, baby, now I know strong.
Ian Flanagan live in the studio of 98.1 KZE, a tune called Strong. Ian, tell the folks what the new album's called.
Well, I got a, right now the new record is a version of my latest full-length record, Strong, and we went down to Muscle Shoals and cut a couple acoustic broke-down tracks, and so we have this out right now. It's called Strong, the Muscle Shoals Sessions, and I got a few great players down in Muscle Shoals that I work with, cool. And you know, we just kind of got together and cut this really quick and just tried to make it a little bit more raw, a little less produced, and just as real as we could.
Wow. So Saugerties to Nashville is a cultural shift. How's things in Nashville?
You know, I live north of Nashville, about 30 minutes, so I kind of live closer to Kentucky.
Okay.
I work in the city. I signed a publishing deal about 2 years ago with Reviver, and so I write down in Nashville a few times a month, and, you know, the one thing I'll say is it's a city, I don't live in it as much, so I don't spend a lot of time, but the main thing that I've found there is just the whole art of collaborating with songwriters and co-writing has been a world-changing thing for me. You know, because we're up from Saugerties, Woodstock, you know, Rhinebeck, everywhere out here, and co-writing doesn't really exist out here.
Yeah.
You kind of just write your music, you got your band, you guys work on it. But down there, it's very common where every day I'll meet one to three other people and we're writing a song and finishing that day.
Wow.
And recording it that night.
So one thing about Nashville is you can't throw a rock without hitting a guitar player.
And they're amazing.
Yeah. And they're all really good and they play really good. So it must be, the competition must be strong.
You know, So this is kind of like a zen answer to that. The competition is extreme when it comes to like technical ability, but I have found that like the main thing in life is just finding your authenticity.
Yeah.
'Cause nobody can be you. You know, there's only one of us in this world.
Right.
And as soon as you just kind of stop looking outward to judge yourself and just go inward and say, what can I be that is all me and nobody else? That's when I feel like the path starts unfolding. And that's when Nashville kind of makes more sense.
Right on. 'Cause you do what you do, I'll do what I do, and let's make music together.
Yeah, and let's enhance what you do. You know, like let's lean into what you do or lean into what I do.
Well, that's great. And it's great that you can be in a community where that is expressed and people appreciate that from one another. And to get together with folks and try to craft a tune that you all agree is something that hasn't been said or done before and is part of you that's coming out, no matter what, that's a beautiful thing.
It is, man. And, you know, the one thing I've realized is everybody's so dedicated to the art that in a way we share like the burning passion we're living for. So like instantly you walk in and you know about 70% of that person's life because you've lived pretty much the same. It's an interesting place.
Do you ever meet those cats who are just like, you know, nose up in the air and look down on others?
I've met one or two, but to be honest, everybody knows this game, and you can have a hit record 1 year and then looking for a job the next. Mm-hmm. So I think the artists that really want to become the best, they never, because here's the thing about songwriting for anybody getting into it, is you never know who's going to have that next hit in them. It could be the random person passing through that has the best hook that you've ever heard.
It's true.
So you kind of have to walk through life appreciating.
And even the most simplest silly songs like Don't Worry, Be Happy.
There you go.
Become a smash single. And there are so many songs that could be your throwaway that other people will be like, that's the best thing you've ever done.
Ever done. Well, that's the thing. It's like our perception, especially as artists, I have realized that with co-writing, I have to just remove what I think and just let be an entertainer and then see what the feedback is from people. Because it's a gift. I was talking with an artist the other day, and it's like, as a songwriter, it's obviously like a religion and a healing thing in our lives, but it's also a service job, you know, and you can't look at it as this like self-serving thing. Like we're here to make people feel.
Right.
You know?
To connect. On a level that is very molecular.
Yeah. Or that's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. To try.
Least,
to connect. Ian Flanagan, our guest, 98.1 KZE. Ian, you've done some work with Blake Shelton.
Yeah, man.
What's it like?
Well, you know, Blake is one of these guys where he's a really gentle giant kind of dude, and he's very, very down to earth.
So he's a real guy.
He's a real dude. He's not out there being a star. He's just Blake. You know, like right now he's probably farming and just like running his tractor.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
And he's an incredibly talented singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten to be in the studio with him about 4 times now.
Really?
And he has this thing. I have a vibrato, so everything's like a... And he's just a like solid, straight note singer. And he doesn't miss. Like he's very good.
Wow, yeah.
But more than that, he pushed me to lean into like being authentic and not trying to sound like anything. Just be me, because that's what he does. So he's got this really amazing knack to just like know what songs are good for him, know how to deliver them, and make everybody come up in life around him.
Mm. Well said. Now, the burning question, have you met Gwen?
Yes, I do.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I met her when I was on the show a few times. We were in COVID, so we didn't get to have like these great hangs.
Yeah.
But I was just back on, I was back on the show, I think like 3 weeks ago to say goodbye to Blake, and we sang him off. It was his last night on the show. So I went out to California and sang with a bunch of people as a surprise. And
oh, cool.
In the after party, we were all hanging out and Gwen was there. And it was good to see her. And, you know, I'm always like a shock that I'm even invited to these things.
Does she look as awesome all the time as I think she would?
She really does. She's like sparkling all the time. It's real. But she's also extremely down to earth. A lot of people, a lot of people have been like, I don't see how they're this match, but they're both very down to earth.
Huh. Well, that's good to hear. And Ian, we wish you nothing but the best in the future. Keep up the great work and come on back pretty soon. We'd love to have you.
Well, thank you, brother.
All right. All the best. Ian Flanagan, get the new EP, Strong, The Muscles, Shoals Sessions. Were they recorded at the legendary Muscle Shoals Studios?
Oh, down the road. In Noble Steed Studios.
Cool. Ian Flanagan, follow him. How can people stay in touch with you on the socials?
Well, on social media, you know, I got all my shows and all of my new music at ianflanaganmusic.com. Any social media is at Ian Flanagan or Ian Flanagan Music, and I'll be in Catskill, New York tomorrow night at 7:30 if you want to come hang out.
All right, and that's Flanagan with an A and only one N. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after this.